Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Along with Tehoka Nanacoke, Burn by the shot, he scores! Finally, 22 finds the back of the net.
John Gertler on the call. That was from game two, because there was no horn after that. With the Bandits ultimately lost.
It doesn't feel right without hearing the horn.
Well, I've got great news for you today.
Yeah.
If you are going to be either listening or at the game for the Buffalo Bandits this afternoon, it will feature goal horns if the Bandits score. Because it is in Bandit land. It is sold out. It is ready to go to be raucous.
19,070 people.
19,000 strong.
That's unbelievable.
Ready to go for tonight's, this afternoon's game, I should say, in the NLL for Game 3, Buffalo, Saskatchewan. And by the way, it'll be televised on ESPN2.
That's why it's a 4:30 game. That's the reason.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Because everyone's like, why isn't it at 8? Why? First of all, they know they can sell out at 4:30 because it's on a Saturday. It's actually a lot. I think for families with younger children, it's actually easier because you're home by 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It turns everything around, right? Now, I don't think that'll be the case because I hope the Bandits win tonight and I think everyone will be out celebrating. But they wanted the ESPN slot, which totally makes sense because that's a huge deal for the NLL in a big game like this, Game 3, which is their Game 7, right?
Yeah.
To be on a national network, that's huge. So I totally understand that, the 4:30 start. But this, listen, these stakes have, in my opinion, these are the highest they've been in a while. Albany last year in the final, they swept right through. Last, the year before that, Colorado, if I remember correctly, talking with Trevor Howard yesterday, that game went to a Game 3, but it was a more decisive couple games there.
Right. And
this feels like a serious back and forth. Game 1 and Game 2 look so similar, Derek. They were both 6-6 going into the half. And really, the only difference is the fourth quarter between the two of them. Game 1, the Bandits hang on to a one-score lead and score an absolute missile at the end from Dane Smith all the way across the field. Where in the other one, Game 2, Saskatchewan really puts it together and holds the Bandits off in the fourth. Gets a couple scores up there. So it might come down to the fourth quarter again. Like, that's kind of how I'm leaning towards this. I don't know about you, though.
And it is going to come down to the wire. Both of these teams, they had the same record this year. They were both in contention for the one seed overall. The Rush have an absolute dynamo in Austin Shanks.
Yes.
So this is going to be a challenge. And if you're going to get your three-peat, you are going to have to earn it. And it is hilariously funny to me, though, that like the Bandits could win this three-peat, and Matt Vince will have two straight teams or two different teams that he will have won like this with.
90 minutes away from each other.
So like, it's not just that you've won three championships with the team. It is that you've won three championships with each team in the same state.
Mm-hmm. who are now Halifax, but
in a league, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where, by the way, in a league where your opponent tonight is Saskatchewan. So it's very wide-ranging.
The league has expanded quite a bit. You have a team in Vegas that's successful. Like, you're starting to see more NLL teams pop up.
I'm just talking peak geography, baby.
And, yep.
And Matt Vince has a chance to win his third straight championship with a second team 90 minutes away in the same state. That is just telling you Matt Vince is the ultimate New Yorker.
He is.
Even though he's
Western New
Canadian.
Yorker? The ultimate Western New Yorker?
Is maybe.
That ultimate goaltender as well.
Yes, ultimate goaltender.
Very strong point there from Giacobello behind the glass.
Ultimate a lot of things. But can this be the moment for the Bandits? Because I hated that I said it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's what everyone's saying too. It's like
I don't know if anyone wants to say this.
Mm-hmm.
There is a very different dynamic that happens here if you go to five straight championships and you only take away two of them. It's a little less dynastic at that point, and it kind of tells a different story.
Would Billsy be the way to put that? 90s Billsy?
I don't know.
Minnesota Vikings-ish?
But it is hard to get there five straight times. Never going to dismiss that. It is just the perception, because people ultimately at the end of the day look at what did you do? You lost.
Storylines. We talked about that throughout the entirety of the MVP race between Allen and Lamar. The story.
And the story here is you can have the team that was showing up in the finals and now finally learning how to dominate them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you win three straight, that is the proper word. Even if this is a tight game, it is still domination of the league.
Mm-hmm.
Or it is...
You had a nice two-year run.
A team that still has problems closing the final series.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone wants that to be part of their discussion today.
I really do not. They've played...
Not like we'll kill the Bandits for losing this game.
No. Five straight consecutive appearances is very impressive. There's nothing to take away from that that's negative. It's realistically just, like you said...
Can you do it?
Are you the closer or not?
Mm-hmm.
And this... It stinks that it comes down to one game, but it does come down to the fifth year. Because then the fraction really shifts. Right now, you're 50-50.
Yes, right now it's an even split 50-50, and you've mm-hmm. won your last two, so it looks better.
Yeah.
Keep it looking better.
Yes. I hope they do. I think they will.
Make it crunchy.
Listen, it's not just, you were talking about this yesterday too, it's not just Josh Byrne and Dane Smith. Ian McKay, Chase Frazier. Chase Frazier was having one of the comments, I had to write the game story watching the TSN feed last time.
Chase Frazier does not score a normal goal, and I don't know.
Teddy Jenner, the commentator on the TSN call,
yes,
literally considered early retirement. He's like,
I'm done.
He's like, I'm not calling any more games because Chase Frazier just broke my mind. Frazier's a sicko. He's not wrong.
That's a great goal call, by the way.
Yes.
Like, that's an elite goal call. Just, I'm done. I'm done. I don't know if I'm calling any more games because Chase Frazier broke my mind.
Like, you're getting people who do that for a living to consider changing their line of work.
Like, well, I mean, I feel like that's just...
That behind-the-back one, though, I totally understand that.
Yeah, I don't understand. What I don't understand is how he just has the mental capacity to just continue scoring wacky goals in the games that mean the most. In the finals series, he will always do this. Do I expect him to do it again? No. Which means I'm going to be absolutely, like, jaw-dropped, surprised again when he does it.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Because like goals like that should not be common.
Nope. Josh Byrne's done the behind the any behind the back shot like that is legitimately spitting in the face of the other team.
But Fraser,
like, I'm him.
Fraser does this.
Yeah. Like, on the regular.
On the regular.
He like
it's
you said,
frequent enough that like you have to point it out.
A normal goal from him is like wrong to see. Like just like running up to the crease and putting one in.
Yeah.
There's got to be some unexpected intangible along with it. Otherwise it doesn't count as a Chase Fraser goal. So
it's absolutely whack.
And Ian McKay, I mean, how much can you really say bad about him? Nothing. Because guy's been harboring for a offensive spot on this squad for years, right? After game one, sitting up in the press box, and he mentions to Chris Swenson, the in-arena announcer, oh, it took you 6 years to interview me, right? Like walking, mm-hmm. like throwing the salt at him because he's like, I'm here. Like I've always been here. And his offensive play is out. It's unbelievable. I think 15 goals in the postseason.
Yep.
That's unbelievable for a guy who is also a defensive threat.
And we talked with Dave Buchanan a couple times this year, and one of the things he does mention is Ian McKay has always had this. It's just how the Bandits have deployed him.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're deploying him on the offensive side of the boards, and it's
working really in their favor.
They are making sure that they're allowing this to be the thing. They have been benefiting from Ian McKay with his scoring prowess. And I do hope that it continues on like that, where now there is another dynamo that can be fed. Because Dane Smith, at the end of the day, he is a facilitator first. He is a pass first guy. Josh Byrne, he racks up the assists not just as much as Dane Smith, but it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's there. I hope that the Bandits are able to take this one, give it three straight, kind of cause a little bit of a hoopla down at the arena today.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, that's a big old hell yeah. If they don't, it's not the end of the world. It will have been a team that matched you in record this year. It will also be it'll be a tough sting. You know,
mm-hmm.
the chase for trying to help rewrite history, to put your name in the annals of a three-peat team.
Yeah,
it's not easy to do in any league.
No, you have to remain dominant, stay dominant. And the tricky part is Saskatchewan. I mean, like you said, same record. They deserve to be there just as much as the Bandits do. They're really also scrappy. These two teams, there's disdain between one another, right?
Oh, hey.
It's a natural-born rivalry.
If you play a game with high stakes and you see each other more than once, guess what's going to happen? I'm looking at you, Gary. I don't need to see
Mr. Bettman, if you're listening to this program.
I don't need to see the Carolina Panthers disappoint me. See, I even said the name wrong. I hate the series.
Carolina Panthers.
I hate this series.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
I hate this series so much because of those two names.
Zoinks.
The Carolina Hurricanes constantly disappointing in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, and also Saskatchewan's talking trash on social media again. So
They like to do that. I'm here for it.
I am too. Natural born rivalry.
But also anytime you can add a little extra to it.
Put a little, you know, like
sprinkle it
it's
in.
It's like the soup before the rat and Ratatouille did his thing, you know?
I was just going to say, are we talking spicy banter or friendly banter?
It's a little bit of both sometimes. You know how social media gets.
That's true.
Salt Bay action.
Yes, but hopefully they're able to wrap this thing up tonight with a win. Kind of send the arena into this like nice little...
Either way, you're going to see the trophy if you're going to the game tonight.
You are seeing the trophy today if you're going to the game. Zach Jones going for the first time
mm-hmm.
to watch a lacrosse game at all.
I will say, I had a similar experience when I went to the Colorado game a few years back. There's no better way to get into it because you're in the best environment to enjoy an NLL game
biggest game of the year. If you have a requisite knowledge of the game, then yes, absolutely, it's the first time you should go, then that's the perfect environment for mm-hmm. it. That said, if you don't know the intricacies of lacrosse and the basics of it, the final might not be the best idea,
mm-hmm.
but you just know that all the intensity and the tension is all going to be there for you. You can feel that.
Yeah.
That's something you don't need to not know the basic rules of lacrosse for. The drama, seeing that one the team that you want to win has more or less goals than the other, like that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's stuff that everyone knows.
Yeah. Here's my question before the break. For somebody on the base level, say they don't know the game, how do you describe it to them? I kind of dip into other sports that they might know, right? The shot clock of basketball, the pattern, like the plays of hockey almost, the way they run around the field is similar to how...
The free flow of
yes,
hockey.
Yes, exactly. And the contact of...
Also hockey.
Also hockey. So like, in the, you know, that's how I explain it to them. It's almost, it's field hockey in a sense, but with a shot clock of basketball... And how they keep control of the ball and like intercept it, I really don't get.
I'm and the environment of
music all the time, rowdy crowd, like
yeah, I don't know what to use for that.
I don't either because that's
I can't really say
I want
nightclub.
The NHL to move. You know, I mean,
no,
you don't want music all the time in a Sabres game.
No,
with the current product we get, I do. Give me something to be there for, you know.
I want to be there for the hockey.
I would too,
but
for the time being.
If you're going down there to Banditland, I'd imagine there's going to be plenty of people out there for a party in the plaza.
Oh, I think they have a stage set up. They did last time, and
yes,
this is game three,
game
so
one,
I don't see why they would...
I would imagine they're going to do that again here. It looks okay outside.
Apparently, it's 59 degrees, so...
Is it going to rain?
I don't know. I'm looking at a desktop screensaver right now. Well, it looks like it might. 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4, but only 30% chance, so it's not... It's not egregious. I don't think you're on the better side of the odds at that point.
Thanks, Ollie.
Sports is next.
So, if you're going down there, have your chance. If you want to feel something about a party in the plaza, well, here's your chance. If you're not going to the game, I'd imagine then like
just go to a restaurant, bar somewhere after the party in the plaza and go watch.
What's the place that's right next to the arena?
Labatt
House.
Labatt House.
That's right there.
I think.
Yeah, something like that. Or Southern Tier. There's plenty of places you can go downtown to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right in walking distance of the arena if you don't have tickets
to
the game.
There's one connected to the arena, as you alluded to. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So if you're not going to the game, there's a couple places downtown you can go. Or you could just go anywhere and check it out on ESPN2 today. And a lot of bars, establishments will have that for you.
Yeah, which is the nice part about it being
That's
on ESPN2.
Mm-hmm. So... Again, can the Bandits make it? Three in a row. Pre-game starts at
4 p.m. sharp.
There we go. That's Chris Giacobello right there, who's going to end up being here running that game. So that's
he's the producer
producer of the Bandits right here.
I figured I would ask the source. Also, just to give you a chance to get involved.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Take a timeout. Wrap up hour number two. Brayton Wilson will join us at 1:30 to talk about the NHL playoffs and anything else hockey-related there. By the way, we'll talk about something else hockey-related that has not happened for almost 100 years coming up on the other side on WGR.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.